We start out the week with a strong cash cattle market that made its way through the weekend. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. We started out the week with some news to unravel, news that was coming from Washington, D.C. Joe Coyma is with Coyma, Coyma & Varlick, based out of Sioux Center, Iowa.
There's quite a bit to unravel in this cattle market. We'll kind of start with, last Friday there was, some better cash out there with that 49 in Western Nebraska. There's some 47 bids kind of in this area, 49 in the South as well. So you actually can call it a better cash week. I'm going to kind of call it one of those kind of a disappointing but better cash kind of a marketplace because, Tuesday, Wednesday, we were kind of sure of ourselves that we kind of see 250 up and down the road from the north to the south and didn't quite muster that. And a lot of guys passed at 47.2, so we got a show list that, there's not a whole lot of baggage with it. It's just that we had one week here where we didn't, sell everything that we had on, much like the last few weeks.
Then on Friday, things started getting talked about that play a role when it comes to our cattle markets.
Friday, there was a little bit of a, talk about this Greeley vote as well, if they're going to go on strike or what the parameters are, all that type of stuff. And we were hoping to, have some some clearance over the weekend on that, and we still don't at all. And I think that's a little bit of a baggage on the marketplace here too as well. And then this whole tariff thing of flexing muscles there, it's just clunky. And that's got the stock market driving itself lower, and that eventually pulled on the cattle there as well.
And of course, you throw in a cattle on feed report that was out Friday afternoon, which indicates yet continued tight supplies.
Oh, for sure. Yep, saw the placements missed by 2%. We're starting to see some northern placements starting to get ahead of a year ago, and even the three-year average there, too. So we're starting to see a little bit of that. But yeah, certainly a lot to unpack here today in the cattle.
With your farm news update, I'm Keith Lundberg.